KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 38. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, April the 20th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank of Trust, and E&E Construction. Should be a nice day today. Lots of sunshine, high in the mid-60s. Rain coming in late tonight and tomorrow, though. Much of the state could see 1 to 2 inches of precip. A former school administrator and preacher enters a plea in a child sex crimes case. The story part of today's Cool News.
Red buds are blooming. The grass is turning green. It's a beautiful time of the year for some. For others with allergies, not so much. DeHart Air Conditioning can't stop your allergies, but they can give a little relief by containing the allergens in your home. Schedule an inspection of your current system and learn how the trained professionals at DeHart can help your comfort system help you be healthier this allergy season. DeHart Air Conditioning, 224-0184.
Former Nenecaw school administrator and longtime Duncan preacher Jody Hilliard has pleaded no contest in a child molestation case out of Duncan. The 73-year-old Hilliard entered the plea to 5 felony counts of lewd or indecent acts to a child. He was arrested in April of 2016 for allegedly molesting a 10-year-old girl in his care. While a plea of no contest means he does not admit guilt, a judge can determine punishment, which published reports say is a minimum of 25 years on each count. Formal sentencing set for June 20th. Public transportation systems in Chickasha and Lindsay awarded federal grants to help with their programs. The Ouachita Valley Transit System in Chickasha picked up a $43,000 grant to purchase a new van compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Delta Public Transit out of Lindsay awarded a more than $21,000 grant to buy an ADA light-duty bus. The grant's part of a more than $3.5 billion grant from the Federal Transit Administration to the State Department of Transportation. 10 rural transit operations will benefit from these grants. Additionally, ODOT received a $2.4 million grant to replace a 50-year-old maintenance facility for the transit system for the OSU Stillwater Transit Group. Anadarko Police and a number of other law enforcement agencies across the state to combat drug-impaired driving today. State troopers and other groups teaming up for what's called the End 420 DUI campaign. A number of checkpoints and extra patrol set for today. A press release from the State Department of Transportation says it's focused on drug-impaired drivers who might be getting high today, April 20th, or 420, which has long been associated with marijuana use. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the number of drivers involved in fatal crashes after 4:20 p.m. on April the 20th is higher compared to the same time on days 1 week earlier and 1 week later. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3 bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
About 80 members of the Pride of Chickasha High School Marching Band in Orlando, Florida this week. The group performing at Disney World and Universal Studios, which hosts high school bands all around the country. CHS was the featured band in a parade earlier this week. Director Kent Barker.
We do a trip every 3 years, and we always have to apply for if we want to go to Disney or Universal and play. You have to send in a video and you have to send in a record of your ratings from contests to be able to march in one of their parades.
The Pride played the state song Oklahoma during their parade. Barker said they've got a number of fundraisers or have a number of fundraisers to collect the estimated $850 per student needed for the memorable experience. The group packed up their instruments in 2 charter buses earlier this week. They'll be leaving Florida tomorrow and are expected home early Sunday morning. Time to find out about some exceptional work being done in Chickasha Public Schools. Our Dennis Lynam has his weekly feature.
Our Chickasha Schools Academic Person of the Week is Lincoln Elementary Administrative Secretary Trish Smith. Trish has 22 years of service in Chickasha. And Dr. R.P. Ashante Alexander says Trish daily
helps students, staff, and faculty keep things going for the school day. And I just want to acknowledge her work and her efforts, and by presenting her as the person that we feel is worthy of recognition here at Lincoln Elementary School. She does everything. First aid, getting substitutes, reminding us what we have to get done, reports, working with central office, working with parents, working with bus drivers.
Trish is truly appreciated by the staff. So when you see Trish today, congratulate her on being selected as Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week.
Thanks, Dennis. And you'll be able to see a photograph of Trish on our website and our Facebook page. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down a bit yesterday to $68.29 a barrel. London-based Brent crude was up to $73.78. And natural gas down about a dime to $2.66 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,343. Silver, $17.09. Our weather forecast today, sunny today. Looking for a high in the mid-60s, and then we'll have a good chance for some rain late this evening, overnight, and into tomorrow, where this area could see 1 to 2 inches of precip. Right now, we have some clouds and 38 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
When it comes to garage door repairs, nobody gets you back on track like Paul Batchelder and John Ellis at E&E Construction. Whether it's simply a stubborn garage door opener or you need to replace a broken spring, call E&E Construction and they'll get right to it. They'll even install new garage doors for residential and commercial buildings. Quality, reliability, dependability. That's E&E Construction. Call 779-6558. That's 779-6558.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
In sports, the Chickasha High School soccer team's hosting Clinton at Hampton Field tonight, their final regular season home games, senior night. The Fightin' Chicks can forge a three-way tie for first place if they can knock off the Red Tornadoes. If that happens, Chickasha, Clinton, and Elgin all would be tied atop the district standings, and it would come down to tiebreaker points. Right now, Clinton has an overwhelming lead with 22 tiebreaker points. Chickasha has 12. The Lady Chicks currently fourth in the district. They can finish no higher even with a win. With a loss, they can end up in a three-way tie for fourth place. Fightin' Chick baseball team also playing their final regular season home game tonight. It's a makeup game with the Cash Bulldogs out at Elliott Field. The number 2-ranked Blanchard Lions topple the top-ranked Tuttle Tigers 10-5 at Sunny Vermilion Field in Blanchard last night. Blanchard pounding out 15 hits. Ty Van Meter led the way with 3 hits, including a 2-run homer and a single. For the Tigers, Jace Tiedemann had 2 hits with a double. Jace Beck had an RBI double, and Camden Pierman had an RBI single. Winning pitcher for the Lions was Ty Van Meter, giving up 4 runs on 4 hits, striking out 3, walking 6 in 5 innings. The 5th-ranked Ampo baseball team claims a district title. They'll move on to the regionals. The Panthers beat Rush Springs 12-0 yesterday. And Fletcher and Ninnikah will square off in their district finals at Fletcher today. Number 6-ranked Fletcher defeated both Ninnikah and Cyril in first-round games yesterday. Ninnikah then eliminated Cyril 13-4. Ninnikah would have to beat Fletcher twice if they hope to advance to the regionals. And Fort Cobb-Broxton won their baseball district yesterday, taking 2 from Carnegie. Softball, Ampo defeated Wilson twice in their 3A district yesterday, 19-6 and 16-3. Carly Eubank and Caden Muncy both had 3-run homers. College baseball, the 8th-ranked USAO Drover score a 15-9 win at Mid-America Christian in Moore yesterday. They remain tied with Oklahoma City University for first place in the Sooner Athletic Conference. And the Third-ranked Rover softball team scored a doubleheader sweep over Southwestern Assemblies of God 7-3 and 10-2 at Bill Smith Ballpark yesterday. They will host Texas Wesleyan in a doubleheader today for their final regular season home games of the year. Texas Wesleyan swept a doubleheader from USAO last month, two of USAO's three losses this year. Our Cool News weather and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, E&E Construction, and the First National Bank and Trust.